Random House Audio presents Apocalypse 2012, A Scientific Investigation into Civilization's End by Lawrence E. Joseph. Read for you by Fyodor Chin. Introduction. On the first day of freshman writing class, the instructor told us that good writing was all about emotions. Portraying them, eliciting them, unraveling them, being true to them. I stuck up my hand and stammered out something to the effect that, to me, emotions were just the details, and that what really mattered was whether or not people got to stay alive in order to have any. Happy, sad, angry, diffident, deep or shallow, shared with a loved one, or burning from within. That's all very interesting, but of secondary importance compared, say, to whether or not one is poisoned to death or burnt to a crisp. So when I first heard about how the world might end in 2012, I took to the idea right away. Except that no one in his right mind believes the world is really going to end. That's the kind of thing weird men wearing sandwich boards and giving out smudgy pamphlets with lots of exclamation points on them like to claim. Theoretically, of course, the world must burn, freeze, crumble, or existentially wig out one day. But that's billions of years down the road, right? Who knows? Maybe by then, we'll all have moved to another planet, or even figured out a cure for time. But for all practical purposes, the unfathomable concept of the world coming to an end is used mostly to put things in perspective. As in, it's not the end of the world if your pants don't get back from the dry cleaners until Monday. There are any number of end-time scenarios. From Hitler.